listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Fuck the recession. I'ma keep this thing going. If you ain't know them, then I bet you still work for them. Chick from Bermuda. That's right, I get my work for them. They can get paid. I got hard dick and perk for them. Niggas out of line, get a shovel in the dirt for them. Niggas want to move, got the trucks and the shirt for them. OG status. My job's got perks for them. Money, clothes, hoes. You ain't never got to search for them. You know what I'm doing. Nigga, I'ma do things. Get into the money. I guess I got a few things. 15 nines, 5 dimes, only 2 chains. Smoke like Jamaicans. Run it like I'm Usain. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod, Ed.
Karen.
And we're in his house on a Sunday. A Pro Bowl Sunday.
Yep.
nobody's watching.
Nothing about.
Nobody's watching that shit. On a Pro Bowl Sunday, ready to give you this hot fire podcasting. Of course, the Black Guy Who Tips, you can find us all over the place, but the easiest place being theblackouttips.com. You can become a premium member by going to theblackouttips.com/premium. You can do stuff like vote in the polls. You can leave comments. There's a bunch of stuff you can do on theblackouttips.com. You can also take the time out to go to the black to search the Black Guy Who Tips on iTunes and Stitcher and leave us 5-star reviews if you like the show. Leave us a 5-star review. Let us know how you feel. If you like the show, we'll read it on the air if it's nice. And if it's not, we'll just pretend it never happened.
Yup.
The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And an unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
A bullet ball extreme. And today marks day 410 that Bobby Schmurder has been locked up in jail.
Free Bobby.
Time just keeps on flying. This podcast is sponsored, is triple sponsored today. This podcast is sponsored by Shadow Dog Productions. We have an Art of Confession trailer on YouTube. Our latest feature film is fucking awesome. And here's your first look at it. You can check it out on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up and a comment. You guys have been very supportive of our YouTube channel and we appreciate it. So hit us up. I'll make sure to have this in all the appropriate places, by which I mean we'll have this on the Facebook page, in the Facebook group. I'll make sure it's on the website. We'll spread it on social media. If you see us sharing it, take the time out, leave a treat yourself, you know. In addition to just being good content, it's also our sponsor, man. They look out for us, so I think it would be cool if you could look out for them, you know, help keep the show going, man. I also put it in the chat so you guys can watch it or save it for later, however you want to do that. Make sure y'all do that, man, because it helps the show out tremendously.
It does.
We're also sponsored because, like I said, we're triple sponsored, so that means we have more people. Also sponsored by Bevel. This episode is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps. Check out getbevel.com today. Use code TBGWT. And you can get 20% off of your first month at getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. All right. And then we have the last sponsor, which is a little sexier. See if I can find my sexy music for this sponsor. You don't want to just give them any old thing, you know. Let me see what we got here. None of those are going to work. All right. You know what? Let's go to some old school real quick. Not old school, but old school for us, you know. Back when I was in college, back in my day.
Back in your day.
Mm-hmm. You got young people don't know nothing about this. you know, y'all too busy listening to that trap music. Is that what they call it? Because it's a trap. It traps your brain. See, that's the problem with y'all.
Mm-hmm. Trap music traps you.
Right. When I was a kid, the women used to wear the tight pants. Now look at you.
Now anybody can wear tight pants. Yes.
That's what's wrong with you boys.
I drove my cue mates fucking is crazy with this. I would play this shit all the time when I was in school. On fucking repeat.
You can make Valentine's Day coming up. This one will be one that she'll never forget, and you'll never forget, and he'll never forget. Y'all will never forget. With this amazing offer from AdamandEve.com. all the way through Valentine's Day, so you got about 14 more days. You'll receive 50% off of just about any item. Just go to adamandeve.com and you'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, and a seemingly endless selection of adult DVDs. And there's more. With every order, you'll receive their romance kit free. The romance kit includes a toy for him, a special massager for her, probably on the clitoris, and a little something that you both will enjoy. Plus a free adult DVD to put you in the mood. And that's not all, oh no. They're also throwing free shipping on your entire order. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special Valentine's Day offer. Get 50% off of one item, a free romance kit, and free shipping when you enter offer code TBGWT. That's TBGWT at adamandeve.com. Play me out, Maxwell. You made me feel good and feel nice and feel love. Gave me paradise. Let's not do the show. Let's just do this for the rest of the day.
What I am here for.
If you don't know when I see you, so don't ever wonder. Don't ever
wonder. So tell me how long. Mine is my favorite song. It's about a 45-minute song. It's the Cops Come Knocking song.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. Like, I literally... Like they say, you play the tape to the tape pops. Mm-hmm. I played the hell out of that CD.
Mm-hmm.
I love that CD.
Till the words come off.
Right. Until you scratch it.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. This generation of kids don't know nothing. Don't know a goddamn thing about nothing. Scratching it or messing up or skipping this shit. Because everything's digital. It's already in a perfect format.
Yeah. You just go download it.
Right.
You just have to search stuff and...
Like
now you got Spotify, you got Apple Music, you got all this stuff. You can stream it. You used to have to go search for stuff on the internet. Had to get illegal stuff on your computer.
Yeah, hoping it had no virus.
Yeah, you were using the same programs that child porn people was using.
Yeah, do you be like, hey, I thought I was going to get Maxwell. Where did this come from?
Young whippersnappers these days.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got it made. I ain't jealous because, you know, I don't mind the technology. My lazy ass will Google shit too and going through Spotify. But I remember them days you'd be like, some of you, and the thing is, especially one of your favorite CDs, you ain't let nobody borrow that bitch because you'd be like, I'm not paying $9.99. We had to pay for the whole bitch back then. I'm not paying $9.99 for a whole goddamn CD. Can I borrow that? No, you can't. I'll make a copy. But you ain't borrowing shit because I don't want to skip it because you done mess fucked around and touched the back of it.
Drake got his own radio station now, y'all. Like, we didn't have our own radio stations. Like, my favorite artist didn't have his own radio station and debut his own tracks. You know, that's some 2016 shit, man. You know, you had to go get a torrent, be on Napster. You know what else is on Napster? Child porn. you just one click away from going to jail. You don't even fucking know it.
Right.
You just on there looking for your shit. No,
not realizing there else out there too doing the same thing. Mm-mm.
You could be a porn star from your own house these days.
What? Yes, you can.
People don't even leave the house; they just turn on the camera and they porn stars, dog.
Right, direct the shit, direct deposit. You ain't got to leave. Put a whole production crew in your kitchen.
2016, man,
it's wonderful. I ain't even gonna lie. Life is easy.
Everybody, they got so much amateur porn now. I judge the people in the amateur porn by what's on in the background when they fucking.
Me too. I hear a lot of Jeopardy. I hear Wheel of Fortune. Sometimes I hear the news. I hear Murray.
Yeah, I judge them though. I'll be like, ugh, you watching girls? Turn this shit off.
Judge Judy.
I don't want to watch nobody fuck the girls. Lena Dunham wrote this.
Right.
It's disgusting. Fox. Mm-mm. MSNBC, maybe. If it's a repeat of Locked Up, that's what most people... Through my research, most black couples have sex to repeats of Locked Up. and the news, the local news.
The local news is number one thing. You can tell what time of the day it is a lot of times by local news.
Like coming up, the Baltimore Ravens won the game. I'm like, oh, okay, this is how they fucking Baltimore. Good for them.
This is Sunday afternoon.
Okay, no one has a Ravens hat in the closet.
In the background.
Good for you guys. You know, make some time for yourselves. Karen wanted to go to the pawn shop today. Just to see what was in there, y'all.
Yeah, I know.
You know what's in there?
What's in the pawn shop?
Things people on drugs used to own.
Oh, my.
And the people that trusted them.
Oh, my bad.
Used to own. It's all day shit. Yeah. That's all it is.
I don't think I ever been to pawn shop.
Yes, you have. You've been to pawn shop before. We've sold things in the pawn shop before when we were in college.
Oh, that was a pawn shop? Money. Okay.
Yes, that's all a pawn shop is a place where you go give them shit. And then they give you way less than it's worth because they assume that you on some type of drugs or you in a hard mind. That's all it is. I paid $50 for this game yesterday. Well, here is a nickel and a pubic hair. There you go, buddy. Have a good day.
Wish you, but you're going to
enjoy that crack.
I know, but you're going to resell it at full market retail price. That's not your problem.
That's because I don't have a crack addiction.
Right.
But you do.
And the person buying it probably don't got a crack addiction, but you selling.
You got to make some choices.
This is the buyer's market, right? You got to make some choices. Is this video game system that you selling me, is it really worth it?
Yeah. You're a college student. That's being a broke college student is probably the second, I shouldn't say second, but it's real close to being a crackhead.
Cause yeah, I, like that's everything, the case, we sold a lot of stuff.
Everything in my room became like, cause you know, I didn't have a job.
Yeah.
So not the whole time. Sometimes I had a job, sometimes I didn't.
Right.
But when I didn't have a job, everything in my room became
negotiable.
Can I live with this?
Right. Everything became the thing. You looked at me and you was like, well, I really miss this. So if I do miss it, would I have the ability to eventually purchase it back before somebody else buys it?
I'm just looking at it like this Nintendo GameCube is like three trips to CC's. That's how I was looking
at it. Hell yeah, man. I remember my GameCube. I played the hell out of that GameCube in my dorm room for hours, man. I love that GameCube's mine. I love that GameCube is shit. CC's is high now compared to what CC used to be. CC used to be $2.99 a person. Me and Roger used to go to CC's, and me and Roger would go to CC's and go to the movies and spend $15. We can get two all-you-can-eat buffets and two drinks for $5, and we would go to the matinee movie where each matinee was $5. So at $15, we've had a night in the town.
I know.
I remember them days.
Yeah, well, when you're a broke student,
you
just looking resourceful. I used to get the subscribe to those CD clubs. I don't even know if they still around.
The one with the pennies,
but, Columbia House, and I would take the Columbia House CDs, and I would order like what the best albums were that were out, and then I would take those and sell them to the pawn shop. And then I just wouldn't pay Columbia House back, you know.
Oh, they never got their money back from a lot of people. I would just take that penny and use some clear tape and tape it to the back, ship it off.
Columbia House had to be laundering drug money because I never met a person
who said they
that
paid
that
people.
Shit back. Like
nobody paid them people.
Like everybody was always like, "Yeah, it's optional, man. Just put. I don't even have to use my name on it. I just put somebody else's government name on it." Or just make a name up and they still send you the free shit. They had to be, I mean, it said Columbia. Maybe they were Colombian drug lords and they just needed to have something on the books and then,
right.
You know, they would write in the numbers and like, we sold $17 billion of CDs. It's like, that's weird because nobody I've ever met has given y'all a cent.
or if they did, that's all y'all got is cents. Like, cause I would actually send a penny. I'm like, hey, fuck it. I pick a penny off the ground. Here your penny.
Yeah. That Columbia House was real, but then Columbia House started that, they did that thing where they started cutting a little piece out of the little side of the CD, not the actual CD, but the case. They cut a little piece out the case.
Where people could like take it back.
It wasn't that you couldn't take it back, but it was that the people at the pawn shop wouldn't know that it was a Columbia House. And they'd be like, man, fuck no, I'm not offering you no full, you know, like if we were supposed to offer you $4 for this, I'm not offering you $4 for this shit. I already know it's Columbia House.
I give you 50 cents.
Yeah. Like, here's a nickel, man. I don't want these. I already got 75 people from Columbia House CDs in here, you know.
Right, that I can't resell now.
All right. I don't know how we got on that tangent.
Oh.
Yes, Karen, go ahead.
Oh, before we go off, I wanted to talk about what we went to eat today.
Burrito Factory?
It was delicious.
All right.
It was really good. I had me a curry chicken burrito. That was the best burrito I ever had in my life. Because Roger ate there, and he said he passed it, and I've seen it before. And it used to be a bread shop, a bread place, mm-hmm. but they changed it to this place. And I kept riding past it, and Roger said it was good, so we went there today. And honey, that curry chicken was delicious. Now, let me tell you something. You know a Mexican place is jumping when the white folks are sitting there eating, talking about, this is good. And they ain't scared. And I was like, you know what? This place got to be good. Because when we left, that man was over there talking to that woman, telling her how delicious it was, licking his fingers, looking for a napkin. I was like, this must be delicious.
Yeah, he walked over and told you it was good, too.
Yes, he did. That white man was said, this is good. I said, you know what, white man? I believe you. If you say it's good, it is good. Because you walked up in here ordered with no fears.
Yeah, it was pretty authentic. Because the dude that you order your food through, like, I don't know if he always talks like that, but it sounded just like the stereotype, like, cartoon Mexican dude.
Yeah, I think that was his real voice, but it did, though.
I couldn't tell, because, like, I remember that time we went to the sushi place, and that Asian woman was working there with that cowboy hat, and she was speaking in this really, like, cutesy, broken English, and I was like, I guarantee she doesn't talk like that when she gets off the clock. Like,
yeah,
that's clearly some shit she does for these white folks. And then when she gets off the clock, she's like, anyway, y'all guys gonna go do a movie? But when she was on the clock, she was just like, oh, we here, it's so good.
Man, she was so over the top.
I was like, I don't think this seemed like an act, you know? Yes. What I mean? But that dude, he was really like talking like Slobo Gonzalez, but you know, it was but it was wild though, man. It tasted good.
Oh, and then they do the refried beans, which you said, which I didn't realize till you brought it up. It's hard to get that. Everybody do black or pinto, but it's rare to get refried.
Why doesn't any place have refried beans? I don't even think, like, who pick black or pinto beans over refried beans? That doesn't even make sense.
I know that sound ignorant. Ain't refried beans, pinto beans smashed?
Refried.
Okay.
Just fry them twice, Karen.
I don't know, they're delicious.
Well, anyway, it was good.
It was good. Delicious. I like so that I had place. To let everybody know, if you got one near you, it's called a Burrito Factory. Go check that bitch out, because it's delicious.
I don't know if it's a franchise or not.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea, but if it is, you know, I enjoyed it more than Chipotle and, well, they didn't have queso.
Yeah.
So I can't say more than Qdoba. Yeah. Come on.
I don't know. We have to try the queso next time. But
I didn't see any.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I didn't see
it. Because it was on the menu.
It was?
Yeah, chorizo queso.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll have to see next time, because I forgot to order it.
Okay.
And
they had these Mexican drinks that were delicious. They're from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
What is they? Jarritos, Jarritos. They delicious. First time I've ever seen them.
Mm-hmm.
Made with real sugar.
All right.
At least that's what it says.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to some news.
I know Roger, like, what the hell is she doing back there? This is what I won't talk about today. My bad.
All right. Let's talk about what some other people want to talk about. Right, we have gay news, guys. There's a new Axe body spray ad that dumps the macho stick of for a new type of masculinity. I saw this ad and it everything.
Okay, I hadn't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Okay.
No.
Let me see if I can just play it.
Do they have it in its entirety?
Yeah, they have them. I think I'll have to see if I can put it in the chat for everybody first, so that if they want to watch it, because you kind of have to see it. One of the benefits of being on the show live,
right,
with us. Let's see. you gotta have to see it to really why isn't this, did I do this wrong? All right, try it again. Copy link. All right, now let's try. Oh, there we go. All right, so, and for some reason shit is moving slow. All right, let's see. There we go. Got it. So now you guys will be able to play it along with us if you want to. But this is the ad here. It's a Axe body spray commercial. You know, typically these kind of commercials are always the same. Like, you spray it on and then flock to you like cats.
Right.
You know, like the women, just
can't control themselves.
Women become the rapists. They try to rape you because right. You're wearing this shit. But they did something a little bit different. Oh, shit. And they, I turned the sound back up.
Probably because someone's automatically playing in the background of some shit.
Yeah. Well, it always helps when you have the sound on. You know, helps the audience be able to understand what's going on.
No, what the hell is happening? Everything popping up, but what you want?
There we go.
There you go.
All right, let's see here.
The six pack, when you got the nose, or a nose when you got the suit. Now you don't need a suit when you got the moves, or moves with fire, or fire would rock those heels.
Hey.
Yeah, it was like a fashion show or something where it was a bunch of gay dudes dancing and gay dudes wearing high heels. Now, to this point so far, they've had a guy who's has a big nose, guy who has a sort of hat, and it's all about guy typical things that you would joke on people for, but it's also the thing that makes them unique and stand out. So right. It's like, it's kind of like the first positive body image commercial for men I've ever seen.
Right. And people have a tendency to kind of ignore that, but just like they claim, put like this, it's harder for women, don't get me wrong, but it's hard out there for dudes too. Dudes also look at, you know, same thing, you have the models and things like that for dudes, and most dudes have six pack, you know, most dudes ain't, you know, 18 feet tall and all that shit. You're not shaped like that. Men are different shapes just like women are.
Yeah.
And so you ride those wheels.
That a man in a wheelchair.
Man, who needs looks when you got the books? Or books got balls. And who needs...
They had a dude that was a streaker running from a crowd.
All that when you get the dirt. When you got the dough, the brains. That's right. Some other thing when you got your thing. Now...
Axe grooming for men.
Actually, put this because you're going after your target demographic without making it sound like you put this shit on and women just fucking fall on top of you like goddamn water. It's just like, be yourself.
Yeah, and I also did like the inclusion of, you know, people that aren't straight.
Right.
For the, you know, because it does seem like just in general, that's something that we kind of should have been over in a lot of our ads, but obviously it's something that we still need to work on and push, but,
right.
You know, it's not like when I saw that ad, I was just like, what? Like, it was more like, oh yeah, that feels right. You know what I mean? That every, cause it wasn't like, it's just gay people. It was every kind of person they could think of just about, you know, obviously I'm sure they left some stuff out. But it was like, look, man, it's different kinds of dudes out here and everybody doesn't need to try to be, fit the mold of the straight white male Calvin Klein model. Let's just say whatever you are, you can put on some of this terrible smelling Axe body spray.
Oh yeah. And I think also for me, this is what happened when you diversify or you consult people outside of your standard group that you always talk to, because a lot of commercials have been a lot of copy cut paste. But for them, this is very different. So I guarantee there's some diversity. And there's some reaching outside of that core group that always makes these decisions.
Yeah.
Gotta be, because that's the only way you're going to get a commercial like this.
So yeah, I thought that ad was dope, you know. You know, it's kind of like when you have the ad that has the family that are like biracial and interracial and stuff. Like, seems like we should have been had that, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I just appreciate it. Like, and other products need to think about that way as well, because, you know, if you want to reach out to people, that's what you got to do, you know. Morocco, the country, jails two men for gay kiss in a viral video.
Oh.
Yep, they were arrested in the southeastern city of Inazgane, after residents were reportedly outraged by what they deemed to be immoral behavior. The video shows two men exchanging homosexual kisses, in quotes, inside a classroom at a high school in the neighborhood of Ait Melil in Inazgane. According to Lead 360 News website, following the couple's arrest, investigators said that the two friends are university students. One of them works as a coordinator in the same high school where the footage was taken. According to a trusted source, the video was filmed by one of the suspects, allegedly the high school coordinator. No further information was revealed regarding the identity of the men and their motives. Both suspects remain in custody of the judicial authorities. A final verdict is scheduled for next week, the same source revealed.
Verdict?
Morocco is known for being a dangerous place for LGBT people. Article 49 of the country's penal code criminalizes lewd and unnatural acts with individuals of the same sex. The Article 483 criminalizes public obscenity. In June, four gay men were sentenced to 4 months in jail for kissing in public. Wow. Under Article 483, individuals accused of public obscenity can be jailed for up to 2 years. In May, three men were jailed for 3 years for engaging in gay sex.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. There's places that still exist like that, man. Like, you kiss somebody, you go to jail.
Right, and that's why a lot of times, especially for people that do a lot of traveling for, like, the World Cup and all, like, the Olympic Games and things like that, when there are certain areas, I've realized they actually do a lot of heavy warning telling people, hey, dog, y'all gonna come out here, we let y'all know, y'all will be arrested by this country's standards, and you might not make it back home.
Yeah, I mean, there's places where you're not supposed to kiss if you're a heterosexual couple, but it's wild. I mean, you know, it's like, hey, I visited this place and they tried to throw me in jail.
Right.
You know, or I'm from this place, which is obviously got to be even worse to be from somewhere where they're like, hey, you can't be who you are or you go to jail. Speaking of being who you are, a Florida man tells city council that he opposes LGBT protections because he molested boys until he found God.
What? I don't understand.
A Jacksonville City Council meeting debate over expanded legal protections for the city's LGBT rights took a bizarre turn when a man stood up in front of the audience and said he was a child molester and blamed the gay community for his actions.
No, 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 boo boo. No, no, no. That ain't got nothing to do with it. This is you.
Roy Bay, 56, spoke during the public comment section on Tuesday's council meeting discussing the city's human rights ordinance. News 4 Jax reports Bay's comments were made in front of 100 people, and as a result, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is investigating.
Right.
I lived most of my life sexually assaulting kids and never went to jail. What? Well, and yeah, someone should now probably look into that.
Right, you will now.
Here's his, I think this is some of the clip confessing.
I'm Roy Bay, 5709 Ramona Boulevard, Jacksonville, Florida, 32205. I am 56 years old. At the age of 10 through 12 years old, I was in restroom businesses, and I was sexually assaulted by the homosexual community. Because that was, at the time, you know, as kids.
Did you say the whole community? The whole homosexual community molested him?
Yeah, those are just predators, sweetie.
The whole community, okay.
If you're looking for love and attention, a lot of times you get it from the wrong people. At that time, I was arrested and didn't know any better. I'm like a typical kid. I had a problem with my zipper, couldn't get unzipped. Guy says, can I help you? Well, sure. Why not? You know, I gotta go to the bathroom. Didn't think anything in those times. I entered into the homosexuality and did the same thing. Because that's what I thought life was all about. Going in the bathrooms, this is in businesses and sexually assaulting kids. Because that's what I thought. Unfortunately, that was not the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to go in public restrooms and stuff. I learned that later in life. June 19, 1985, I found out that was not acceptable. Yeah, I never went to jail. I lived most of my life sexually assaulting kids.
What? What?
You going to jail now because I would investigate you. Yeah, I would investigate you.
And how... Why do so many people try to conflate the idea of being a sexual predator with being gay?
It's not the same, because women were like, too.
Right. Well, not what? Well, what, it when, but like when R. Kelly preys on 15-year-olds, we don't go, well, that's the same as being gay.
No, it's not.
You know, like, it's just this assumption, like, yeah, it's just a gay thing. And it's so fucking harmful.
It is. It is.
You know, to equate those two, to even put that shit in the same sentence, it doesn't even make sense. Like, it's just, oh, yeah, yeah, gay people, they obviously abuse kids. What kind of shit is this?
There's a lot of gay people that have never touched a child, never thought about touching the child.
Yeah, like, I don't, but it's just the point of trying to put it at the feet of gay people, period.
Yeah, like,
it's like, I don't understand it the same way, I don't understand pedophilia, so it's the same thing to me, and then this guy gets up and tries to equate it as the same thing. Like, get the, man, put this nigga in jail.
Right, arrest him.
What in the fuck?
Arrest that dude.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we need to, yeah, play some music.
Yeah, I guess so. Ian McKellen, who is openly gay and an actor, said that, you know, he understands that the Oscar's so white discussion because he's gay. And he says the representative of the industry therein, it receives complaints which I fully sympathize with. It's not only black people who've been discriminated by the film industry. It used to be women. It's certainly gay people to this day. He continued to expound on his comments to The Guardian. If you are trying to have a career as a black or Hispanic actor in California, where white people are now the minority, you are being judged by an academy where the vast majority are white, male, middle-aged, and old. He said, well, perhaps that is the wrong yardstick. McKellen then went on to muse why an openly gay man has never won an Oscar. Of course, McKellen has been nominated twice for the Academy Award, first for playing an aging gay film director, James Whale, in Gods and Monsters, and then as Gandalf in the first installment of Lord of the Rings. No openly gay man has ever won the Oscar. I wonder if that is prejudice or chance, he said. Of course, there are a hard number of high-profile examples of the reverse holding true. Tom Hanks, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Sean Penn have all won Oscar statuettes for such turns as, you know, being gay, but not, you know, on the film, but not in real life.
Right.
How clever, he says. What about giving me one for playing a straight man? He said that both times he was nominated, he had a speech ready in his suit jacket, and that started, I'm proud to be the first openly gay man to win the Oscar. I've had to put it back in my pocket twice, Cohen said. Yeah, well, you know what? That's one way to piggyback on Oscar So White without insulting anybody.
Right, because it's a way to do it without insulting the cause.
Yeah, like, he didn't go, you know, the real problem is, or right. I understand black people have a problem, but do you realize who really, like, I
like, actually, the real victims are? Right, and yeah, that's when it becomes insulting.
Yeah, I actually appreciate him being like, yeah, dog, I know what it, you know, like, that's a struggle, and so is my struggle. Like,
right,
they both are fucked up, and that's why we got to be supporting each other.
Right, we got to be supportive of each other.
Yep. And Joel Gray, and this is I think this is actually old news, but Joel Gray is now the only openly gay Oscar winning actor. Basically, he won an Oscar for like a long time ago, but he waited till he was 82 to come out.
Oh, okay.
So he already had that Oscar, but now he's like, I'm openly gay. So it still bears the question, does he win for Cabaret if he's openly gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he wins as a closeted actor that comes out later, but do you get that Oscar if you're like, I'm openly gay? Anyway, so that's the one, if you want to count that person as far as being openly gay. Now, I don't think it's up to anybody to decide when somebody count comes out or how much it means, but it definitely means that they've still never given a Oscar to an openly gay person.
True.
Although they've given some to some more people that are in the closet, though.
I believe that.
You know?
I believe there are a lot of people that have won, or a group of people that have won, that they'll never know. Or either, like you said, they'll come out years later like this person.
Mm-hmm.
When it, quote unquote, don't really matter. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but you know, like, they've already won their Oscar for their work, which they may or may not have deserved, but they won it, and since they won it, it's theirs. You can't take that from them.
Yep. Half of Americans who are not gay, okay? Half of Americans who are not LGBTQ think the fight for equality is over.
That's a devil is a lie.
When it comes to future LGBTQ activism, the major non-LGBTQ people don't see a need for activism to exist at all. According to a new study released Wednesday by GLAAD, half of all non-LGBTQ Americans believe that gay people have the same rights as everyone else.
Why? Because they had the equal right to get fucking married. That don't mean a goddamn thing. When you can't get jobs, you can't work, people have discrimination against trans people, you have to pass laws so that people can't fire you openly and shit like that.
Can't use the right bathroom.
Right. Get out of here with that bullshit. This is the same thing white folks say when they go, so y'all got the civil rights. What the fuck are we talking about? Ain't that wild? Why are y'all still marching? Because a few of y'all got shot in the street. Get the fuck out of here with that.
The survey was conducted online by Harris Poll on behalf of GLAAD. It sampled 1,781 adults ages 18 and older on their opinions of current climate around LGBTQ issues in the United States. It found that many were complacent with the state of current affairs, but as GLAAD pointed out, they shouldn't be. Percent of non-LGBT respondents who agree with the following statements. In the United States today, gay people have the same rights as everyone else. 50% said the total non-LGBTQ section said they do. 43% of allies said they do. 61% of detached supporters. I don't know what that category really means.
Yes, we don't care.
And then 48% of people that are resistant to LGBTQ rights. So pretty much everybody that was straight was like, except for allies, were 50% and over just about. And then the poorest people that resist, we're at 48%.
Right, because it's,
those are some high ass percentages.
Right, it's just one of those things. Like I said, I look at it the same. Straight people do not have to deal with it. You can live your everyday life, and you do not have to deal with this particular type of discrimination.
Also, the framing has always been, it's about same sex marriage.
Right. Right.
So once people get to same sex marriage, a lot of people are going to be like, "Oh, well, it's over then, right?" It's the only thing I've ever known was a problem for gay people in America. So, same-sex marriage, you guys are good. That's the end.
Right.
Mission accomplished. I'm not going to pay attention to Kim Davis. I'm not going to pay attention to the many states passing new laws. I'm not going to pay attention to the many states resisting the ruling of the Supreme Court. I'm just going to say it's over. It's a wrap. We can all go home.
Right. Because as far as they're concerned, what are y'all still complaining about?
Mm-hmm. Percentage of non-LGBT Americans very uncomfortable or somewhat uncomfortable in given situations. So what are these situations? See, although the other half of those surveyed believe everyone deserves lawful rights regardless of sexuality or gender identity, many of those same people still maintain beliefs that perpetuate inequality for the queer community, according to findings. Of the 1,781 non-LGBT adult survey, 29% said they are still uncomfortable seeing a same-sex couple hold hands in public. More than one-fourth of non-LGBT respondents would be uncomfortable learning a family member, doctor, or their child identifies as LGBTQ, and more than one-third are uncomfortable with their children learning LGBTQ history in school.
Right, this is why we can't progress on. This is why a lot of people, because it's one of those things where Americans, a lot of people do this, but Americans just put their head in the sand when it comes to race. They put their head in the sand when it comes to a lot of shit. It's almost like you have to force them to look at it or have to force people to deal with it. And for a lot of people, they don't care about shit until it becomes a personal issue for them. Then all of a sudden they care.
Seeing the same sex couple hold hands, 36% of people are very uncomfortable, 29% or 36% in 2014, 29% in 2015 are very uncomfortable to somewhat uncomfortable in those situations.
Okay.
Learning a family member is LGBT, 32% are uncomfortable in 2014 and 27% in 2015. I mean, I guess it's good that the numbers are going down.
Right.
Having LGBT members at your religious place of worship, 26% of people are uncomfortable, now 22%. Learning my doctor's LGBT, 31% were uncomfortable, 28% now. Seeing a LGBT co-worker's wedding picture, 27% were uncomfortable, now it's 26%. Learning my child's teacher's LGBT, 30% were uncomfortable, 29% were uncomfortable now, are uncomfortable now. Learning my child had a lesson on LGBT history in their school, 37% uncomfortable, and that number didn't change. People really don't want their kids to learn anything they're uncomfortable with.
Oh my God. We have such a dumbass country here. It's like, nope, don't. It's like when it comes to education, it comes to science, it comes to fact, we're like, fuck all that. And you're like, okay, all that religious stuff, you can teach them that outside. But when it comes to school, unless you put them in a school that has their own curriculum, they need to learn this shit. They need to learn this shit. This is how you have people that has the children is number one in confidence and talking about the fucking world flat
mm-hmm.
because of bullshit like this.
And let's see, what was the last one I wanted to do? Oh, Caitlyn Jenner has canceled her speaking tour. She had a 5-city speaking tour coming up. The tours begin in late February, stopping in Toronto, Vancouver, Denver, San Francisco, and Seattle, but those dates conflicted with another work commitment, her publicist said. Scheduled through Unique Lives and Experiences, which bills itself as North America's foremost women's lecture series. Ticket prices range from $50 to $500 for a VIP seat. In October, Unique Live spokesman Howard Zagizzi, okay.
What a name.
Told USA Today Jenner's lectures would focus on Caitlyn's personal journey with an inspiration message of acceptance towards transgender community and what it takes to lead an authentic life, followed by a short, moderated question and answer period. But as of Thursday, the web page for Jenner's tour was no longer operable. For many in the trans community, Jenner has been a complicated spokesperson. Her affluence and reality star status, some of the LGBT community believe, have shielded her from the common perils of being openly trans. And since coming out, Jenner has had to walk back on several of her interviews, including her lukewarm support of gay marriage and recent comments made to Time magazine, which shortlisted her as the person of the year. Jenner told the magazine she worried about presenting as feminine enough. If you look like a man in a dress, it makes people uncomfortable, she said in the interview. Backlash ensued, with many calling Jenner's comments transphobic. I still feel like I have so much to learn, Jenner apologized in the column after the Time piece ran. Still, efforts are being made. Earlier this week, Jenner hosted an Oscar campaign event for Tangerine, a transgender dramedy that made waves at the Sundance Film Festival. The film relies on the perspective of two black trans women who rely on sex work for income in Los Angeles. To me, the movie was so educational, said Jenner at the event. Honestly, I learned so much over the last 9 months and I've been out and I've learned so much about this community, and I was totally isolated. I obviously couldn't out myself for so many years, but this is a process of education. I think it's a good idea to cancel that shit. I mean, and it's not because I have any qualms with Caitlyn Jenner, but as far as, you know, being trans or out or anything, but she has said a lot of fucked up shit in a mm-hmm. short amount of time. Wow. And it's not fucked up shit where I feel like she's purposely trying to be harmful mm-mm. or anything, but she just sounds like a person that has isolated experience and is trying to filter everything through that. But it's like, you can't just go straight from a person who's been isolated and surrounded by privilege your whole life to giving these talks when you really don't know the experience of anybody else and you haven't made much effort to learn the experience of anybody else. And much like white feminism TM, if your discussion doesn't include the experience and the voices and the lessons of other people that are within your group but aren't you,
right,
then you're not really about it. And if nothing else, it seems like, you know, a speaking tour is just capitalizing on her fame, right, more so than anything she's actually said,
correct,
or done to promote this awareness. Like right now, the awareness that she's spreading is more about this idea of this is a famous person that we watch transition, not necessarily this is a famous outspoken person that has really been active and embraced activism in this community. It doesn't seem like that at all. It just seems like, right, oh, people will pay to see Caitlyn Jenner say it, and that they, maybe they wouldn't pay to see Janet Mock say it, or maybe, right, they wouldn't pay, you know,
right, people that have been openly gay longer,
yeah, yeah, or out and trans or whatever, like, right. I just can't picture, I don't know, it just seems like a huge rush to try to capitalize on that name and that brand,
right.
But what has her work shown that should make people want to listen to her and to have respect for her opinion? Where, you know, where has she shown that she's knowledgeable beyond, right, just her personal experience, but, right, to the, because once you start speaking to people, you're now responsible to give this community's, like, stories.
Yeah, you become a spokesperson.
Yeah, you know, because, yeah, if not, then it's just a traveling freak show to a lot of people. Like, and I'm not saying she's a freak, I'm saying,
but for
a lot of people will be tuned in on some, like, oh, we just want to ask questions to you personally about your life, but we don't care about this community,
right,
we don't care about any activism, we don't care about anything you have to say, we're just gonna sell it like a circus, almost like sign up to see the freak, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the opposite of what many people in the community seem to want, you know, like, we don't, like, that's not the, that's like, we want to be seen as people, we want to be seen as human beings, and we want our struggles and our, and the discrimination and the murder rate and all the shit that we face to be considered by the rest of America that doesn't have to deal with this shit. Throwing Caitlyn Jenner out there, who seems to be almost actively ignorant to a lot of this shit,
mm-hmm,
you can't just throw her out there. You just can't. You know what I mean? Or, I mean, you could, but I think you would find the results very wanting, you know?
A lot of backlash.
Yeah, so.
Out of her lack of knowledge.
That might be the smartest move she's made. Real talk. No joke. That might be the smartest move she's made, because maybe she can go do that. She doesn't seem to be able to do it now.
Right. I think she will eventually, in my personal opinion. But I think that it's one of those things, like, it's a learning curve, because the direction that her life has taken has been thrust to the forefront. So now she has to educate herself and find out more about the community and things like that. And it's one of those things where, like you said, you continue to say the wrong things, you continue to upset the people in the community, and you'll be isolated by the community.
Mm-hmm. So I think that was the only thing. Oh, actually, I had one more good news kind of thing. A gay actor takes role of gay character in a controversial show. Oh, why has this been taken down? What? Well, glad I said it. Can't beat me. A producer for ABC sitcom The Real O'Neills wanted a gay actor for the role of a teenager who comes out to his shocked Catholic family, but what was prevented by a law designed to protect gays and lesbians from asking those auditioning about their sexual orientation. So, like, the law is actually trying to help, like,
right,
you know, we don't want you to go on an audition and then someone be like, you know, hey, are you gay? Okay, well, you can't play the role, you know, like, so it'll be another way to discriminate,
right?
So basically it was like, okay, we're not gonna allow you to do that. Well, what happens if it's the opposite? I have a role written for a gay character and I want a gay person to play it.
Right.
Now it's working against you, because I can't ask. You know what I mean?
Correct.
And I know there's people that are like, I'm straight and I'm an actor, I can't play a gay person. Look, it is what it is, dog. It's that you know, it's that how white people think affirmative action is reverse discrimination. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just gonna have to deal, bro, because it's actually something that we, for diversity's sake, we need to have in mind, which is that sometimes for people to get roles that are well done, it has to be conceptualized as written for, casted, and played by those people. You know, it's one of the reasons that people like Tangerine is they didn't go out and get, you know, no offense to the Danish girl, but they didn't go out and get a straight actor and say, we're gonna have you dressed up and portray a trans person. They went and said, no, we'll just cast some trans people.
Right.
We'll just have this film. Like, we don't actually need to go out and get motherfucking, you know, a red man to do this. We got this. So it was very important to me, and I was in a panic, said Ty Holland, an executive producer for the series that debuts March 2nd before settling into a regular Tuesday time slot a week later. Holland got his wish. Noah Galvin, the 21-year-old actor selected to play the Kenny character, is not only gay, but eager to be an advocate for gay rights and defender of a show that took political heat even before ABC decided to pick up the palette to make a series.
Of course.
The story is loosely based on the upbringing of Dan Savage, author of Savage Love, Sex Advice column. His very involvement infuriated conservative groups who regard Savage as an anti-religious bigot. They launched an unsuccessful campaign last spring to convince ABC executives not to pick up the show. As a gay man, this is a landmark role on a network television, says Holland. It should not be played by a straight man pretending to be gay. The law that forbade Holland from asking actors about their sexual orientation is in place to prevent casting agents from discriminating against gays and lesbians. Holland said he had a sense that Galvin was gay and also overheard him talking to someone about coming out to his own family. Galvin, a New York theater kid who's taking his first regular TV role, said his own mother asked him several times whether he was gay before he told her he was at the age of 14. He had no acceptance issues personally and said he noticed an age divide when he talks to people about his character. Many of his young friends don't understand why it's an issue. He's happy to talk about to anyone who wants to listen. It was important to me that they have someone who is gay and out and is willing to be a spokesman for it. Those involved in the show take pains to note that it's about a lot more than a gay character. The family is also involved in the divorce, and their religious faith is more than a punchline. Viewers are going to see it as a really beautiful made show, a show very much like all the shows that we do that is full of family and faith and joy and humor, said Paul Lee, ABC Entertainment president. Like in Savage's real life, the family patriarch is a Chicago policeman, while Savage's story was a launching pad. Once we hired our writers, we pulled in their lives and just started exploring our own family miseries, said David Windsor. Another executive producer, Savage, is listed as an executive producer. He's kept in the loop about how the stories are going, but doesn't take an active role in the creative process, Holland said. Windsor said he looks forward to a day when a family member coming out isn't much of an issue at all. So, yeah, I thought that was dope.
Cool.
All right, we got some regular news, too. Let's get to that. Because we could do gay news all day, guys.
I clear. We got plenty of articles.
So much of it is happening all the time.
Yes, it is.
Mike Epps files for divorce from his wife. Mm-mm-mm. Say it ain't so.
I know, right?
Hot, fresh out the heels of his Netflix special.
That I heard was terrible.
Yeah, Mike Epps and his wife Michelle have been married since 2005. But unfortunately, things are coming to an end. According to reports, Epps filed divorce Tuesday, divorce docs Tuesday at L.A. Superior Court after being separated since last summer. Yeah, he got up and caught up on Twitter in August, attempting to holler at a young lady. Unfortunately, before he could get too deep in the conversation, Michelle proved that she was lurking by dropping the creep eyes in their mentions. It was hilarious, yet sad at the same time. Unfortunately, these two couldn't make things work. Mike has two older children from a previous relationship and is seeking joint custody of he and Michelle's two daughters, Maddie and Mariah, ages 8 and 10. Now, I got this news from BallAlert.com, so there are some comments.
Okay.
Hating ass Terrell Jones says, she just couldn't handle being with a baller. All she had to do was stay in her place, but she just had to try and stunt on a nigga on social media. Now when this nigga about to be at his highest point in his career, and you won't be around. The Richard Pryor movie coming out, and he got a new series on ABC coming out called Uncle Buck. Not to mention, he gonna still be doing comedy tours all around the world. Every bitch says they want a baller, but when the balling starts, they can't handle it. Newsflash, bitches. Newsflash. Bitches gonna wanna fuck your man if he's famous and rich. Lemon Drop Pop says, second that, better be ready. Whoever said you get everything you want in life. Rich and faithful is like a magical uniform. Rolling on the floor laughing. D. I don't know what the
you
D
mean unicorn is. Or did she say uniform?
I think he said uniform.
Oh Lord.
He must have meant unicorn. Unicorn.
I'm about to say unicorn makes more sense there, but okay. Okay. Yeah, and my thing is who's checking for him? When the last time he did a comedy tour that everybody was raving about how it was good? And maybe that's just me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm gonna be watching Uncle Buck.
Yeah. I don't know. You know. Good for everybody is what I always say.
Yeah, I hope he's making his money, but yeah.
Martin Shkreli, who you may know from saying he was gonna free Bobby Shmurda to stealing money from company to being arrested,
yeah,
to buy Wu-Tang's album.
Yes.
Apparently he's released a diss track.
What?
I don't know what. 2016.
What's up with the diss? 2016, the year of the diss track.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm gonna make a diss track soon. I mean, shit, everybody else got one.
Yeah, he dissed Ghostface Killah.
Yeah, I don't want my diss track. It'd be terrible.
Of all the people to diss, Ghostface Killah is just not the guy. You know, Ghostface Killah was the dude that played that motherfucking Teddy Pendergrass in the background.
Oh, that dude. Oh, no, dog. Mm-mm.
Right.
Mm-mm.
So he did Ghostface Killer. Let's see what it sounds Mm-mm. like.
Yeah, Ghostface going to be clapping in the background again on somebody.
Dennis, I'm going to call you by your government name. You're not a Ghostface Killer.
Wait, he called him Dennis, his real name? Okay.
I'm sorry. In fact, you know, most people don't ever try to beef with me. Do you know why? What do you guys think? Nobody's that dumb. Every one of my enemies, they try to stay anonymous. They try to stay out because, you know, it's just one of these things.
He's surrounded by three dudes with hoodies on and masks.
Right.
One of them's drinking out of a bottle.
They ain't showing their faces, and that's for a reason.
Where, for whatever reason, you think it's okay to beef with me. But that's a big mistake.
I didn't know they had beef. Where the beef is coming from?
When did Ghostface say something to him first?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's why I was like, the beef, where's the beef?
You know, at the end of the day, I'm very sorry for you. You're an old man. You're an old man that's lost his relevance, and you're trying to reclaim the spotlight from my spotlight. That's not going to work, Ghost. Dennis. In fact, I think that if you ever say some dumb shit again, this album, this Shaolin, I'm going to erase all your shit. This album.
Right here,
man.
Right here.
I'm gonna erase you from the record books of rap.
Pause. Did Ghostface have something to say about him doing that album and like buying it and coming out public?
I have no idea, Karen.
Okay.
To be done. You're my son. You have to listen to me.
Oh.
I butter your bread. You understand me? You be a ghost for real, motherfucker. Without you.
Now, I don't even think these dudes are black that are around him, but I'm sure one of them said nigga. Also, The this is the whitest version of talking shit to somebody. You're my son, okay? You are not allowed to speak to me.
How is this a diss track without a hot 16?
Yeah.
Where's the beats?
Yeah.
There was no beat flip, no bass drop. What's happening here?
Without me, you're nothing. And so even though I pity you, I have to give you some punishment. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna let this slide. I expect you to write me a written apology from the heart. Some contrition, some long letter where you explain your sorrow and sadness for what you've done.
This not a frames, neither mother
crayons. And, you know, you think you're the only tough guy from New York City? I'm sorry, but you don't know us. We saw your boy kill a priest. We saw him getting pitched for, what was it, 10 kilos of cocaine?
Like
some of that China white. And,
we saw your boy, Killer Priest.
Ah! He's copping pleas like a little bitch to the police. He ain't even got no damn year sentence to his ass.
Yeah.
Copping pleas. I got kids.
I've got kids.
We all got kids out this motherfucker.
And you're crying to the Jake right away. Why is that? Why are you goofing?
You're crying to the Jake. What? What is going on with the world? VOV now this.
I have no... What is happening here?
You're crying to the Jake right away. All right. Now, I hate the dishes, Shorty.
Ah! But me and my boys over here, we're what they kids call on fleek.
You're going to have to cradle to your old seed, if you know, your old earth.
And yeah, you're not popping anymore. Nobody told you that we're was hot and you're not.
You should have done your lessons to what the God was manifesting, okay?
Yeah. Boo to this diss track, boo.
Lift up your skirt, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, look. Go stop pretending, stop acting, stop lying. Be real, as your video once said. And don't ever mention my name again. Or it'll be, there'll be more of a price to pay than just this video. I'm out.
I'm out. Oh, okay, apparently that beef started last week when Ghostface called him a shithead and said he should release Shaolin for free. Later, he also made fun of Shkreli's nose in the video. Shkreli refers to Ghostface as Dennis. His real name is Dennis Coles and generally talks like a wrestling villain would. Wow. Yeah, I think that's the first time tidbit has been used in a rap beef. Oh. And another tidbit, first of all, Ghost.
I'm still confused. How was that diss track?
I don't know. We've talked about his nose.
You don't know the meaning of a diss track.
Yeah, I feel like that was a very loose interpretation of diss track. Right. That's true. Let me see. Why won't the sound play for this one? That's why. I need that. All
right, man. You guys know that guy bought you guys this $2 million your CD for $2 million at the auction.
Yeah, that shithead. Yeah, brought it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, he's like this. Because you don't take some AIDS pill that you have for $7 and then make it $800.
Yeah, that's what
you know
he
what
did.
I mean. You don't do that like that. I don't care if you brought the Wu-Tang, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But on that note, that's why You know,
you don't like that. Crazy. You don't like Martin.
I don't even know him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But when I heard what he did with the AIDS, like that,
medication.
That's not right. It's not right. $7 to $800.
Yeah, that's not cool.
A pill?
Are you cool with Martin Shkreli keeping the CD, or would you like
that's
him to?
I mean, it's out of my hands, man. You know what I mean? It's whatever. It's out of I don't know about it.
Who
I really
would you like the owner to be?
Well, the owner, the people.
Okay. Would you like the CD out in the public?
Of course. What you doing for?
Because Martin,
what you gonna hold it for 88 years for?
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. We'll see what happens now that now that Ghostface is been dissed back. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna be all hell to pay, I guess. Speaking of disses,
it ain't fun without a beat or anything like that. And let's hope nothing happened to Ghostface, because if they do, you basically have put a lecture online saying, talking about this dude.
Yeah, well, he didn't threaten him, really, with any physical violence, I guess. Speaking of diss tracks, he released a rap called Summer 16 last night. Which he played on his own radio show, OVO Sound Radio.
Oh, you said, oh, so it ain't like the Spotify radio show. It's a real radio show.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I gotta, trying to find a working link.
Cause, I'm used to the Spotify station where you go and you can make your own station with play the songs. But no, you're talking about a real live radio.
Yeah, and then he was talking shit. That's the thing. I like shit talking Drake. I've never really been a fan of Simp Drake, which
me
is
me either,
why it's kind of hard to buy his albums and shit, because for the most part you get his album and then it's fucking
they singing on it and shit.
Yes, yeah, all these girls I love them and all this bullshit.
I'm there for some of them, but I ain't there for all of them.
Man, I'm trying to find a working link. Does this one work? Let's see. But yeah, they, there's always, all these different,
Looking, 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 Looking for revenge. All summer 16. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All in the same thing. All rapping one thing. Looking for revenge. To do what you couldn't do. Tell Obama that my verses are just like the whips at the end. They bulletproof.
Now, why is he talking about President Obama? Because President Obama said that Kendrick was his favorite rapper and would beat Drake in a battle.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's why he took that shot at Obama.
-20, we in Pittsfield at Kay's Kitchen in the Canada Goose. Famous as fuck, but I'm still in the cut when they round up the truce. I'm just a sicko, a real sicko when you get to know me, nigga. I let the diss record drop, you was staying right below me, nigga. We must have played it 100 times, you was...
Now here he's talking about Meek Mills. Meek Mill talking about how he was asleep and he played the diss track 100 times and didn't get a response and stuff.
And right below me, nigga. We must have played it 100 times. You was going to bed. Why would I put on a vest? I expect you to aim for the head. I could have killed you the first time. You don't have to try and say it louder, nigga. Trust me, heard you the first time. It's
talking about how Meek be yelling on them tracks.
he does yell.
You ain't gotta say it loud. Oh, that's always funny. Meek Mill being loud.
It's nothing personal. I would have done it to anyone. And I blame where I came from. And I blame all my day ones. You know, chubs like Draymond. You better hope not say none. Them boys, they a handful. Then I hit them with the high line. Chris Breezy with the dance moves. Mo G with the dance moves. Ad Boy with the dance moves. Jimi Hendrix with the solo. Those are strings that you can't pull. Yeah. And I could really dish it out. Come and get it from the source. Before with all the word of mouth. Go to state running practice at my house, nigga. What am I about? You gon' really feel it now. I'm out here looking for revenge. All summer 16. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing. Looking for revenge.
Now this is about I forget the little local, not local, but the rapper's name. It's another nigga in Toronto apparently that's been dissing Drake, so I don't really keep up with all that shit, but that's what this part is about.
You know I like my O's with a V in the middle. You would love it if I went away and didn't say nothing else. How am I keeping it real by keeping the shit to myself? You was never gang, 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 gang. You was never one of us. Had us fooled for a minute there, now we done all grown up. But I'm better off anyway. Y'all never gonna finish Drake. Say you see about it when you see me, man. Y'all never home anyway. Thought of things that you should have said. Said things that you shouldn't say. We even gave y'all the whole money play. Y'all broke to this day. Oh, it's your time now. Yeah, that's what everybody say. I used to want to be on Rockefeller. Then I turned into Jay. Now
old school diggers took a lot of offense to that. Everybody was on Twitter trying to explain, like, nigga, you ain't no Jay-Z.
Y'all old in your 30s.
Yeah, but the thing is, when Reasonable Doubt dropped and you were 16, 15.
Right.
Now we're 30, you know, 20 years later.
Jay-Z and we're
going,
40s.
And we're going, yeah, Jay the greatest of all time. For kids now. Yeah. When they grow up, Drake is the greatest rapper of all time.
Yes, he is, because he's been around. This is what they grew up with.
Yeah, this is what they're gonna say.
Right.
You just got like,
we old, y'all. We
the
old.
Game is the game, man. Right. I think Drake is the Steph Curry of rap.
Yeah.
You know, I got unfollowed for saying that, but that's my belief. I think he is the Steph Curry of rap. Like, he could have been around in any era of basketball, right? Steph Curry would have been viable in any iteration of basketball. He has a skill level that would keep him on the court, but he would only dominate this era of basketball, you know, with the three-point shot being what it is, with the defensive rules being what it is, with the concepts of court spacing being what it is, with the center's position being de-emphasized what like it is. Like, it's only now that we would see a player like Steph Curry become not just one of the best players in the NBA, but the best player in the NBA.
Right.
That's a 2016 thing. I feel like that with Drake. Like, he would have been good in the 90s, but he wouldn't have been the guy. He would have, you know what I mean? But now he's the fucking man in 2016. Like, it's hard to argue against it. You know, I like Kendrick better, but he ain't moving as far as Clouds, the Cub scene, the diss battle scene with Meek Mill and all that. I don't know that he has the cultural connection like Drake, you know, because it kind of helps that Drake ain't really talking about shit. You know what I mean? Like, no offense to Kendrick, but some of that shit is very heady, and a lot of people just ain't fucking with it like that. But with Drake and with Jay, it's like they kind of were able to stay in prominence and able to resonate with more people because they don't talk about a lot of deep issues.
Right.
That's my guess.
I got a house in LA. Now I got a bigger pool than Ye. And look, man, Ye's pool is nice. Mine's just bigger, is what I'm saying.
Like Jay-Z, Kanye, Obama, Meek Mill. What the fuck?
That nigga's what I'm saying. Getting things done around here. How you let me run it down here? I'm not even from around here.
All of America. He just dissed all of America right there in those lines.
Yeah, he's like, I'm from Canada.
Y'all let me run it down here. I'm not even from around here. Damn.
Soon as I'm back in the city, they throw a parade. I might get a key to the city and give it to Wayne. Or give it to one of the young boys to carry the wave. Yeah. So trust me, they'll be out here looking for revenge. All summer 16. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing. Looking for revenge. They don't want to stab a bigger pool than Kanye.
See, that's why you can't be letting little diggers start lifting weights and growing beards and shit. Mm-hmm.
Dang Torino.
Next thing you know, they out here looking for revenge.
Right.
I still like Back to Back more than that.
Oh, yeah. A lot more than that.
Now, Meek Mill already got the diss track out, Karen.
Oh, shit. He ain't wait 4 months. Oh, shit.
Now, he said...
He must have had this queued up from last time. Was like, I'm ready, nigga. I already had this from last time.
Yeah. Meek is saying that he was able to have this ready to go because his assertion is Drake has ghostwriters. And he said, your ghostwriter tipped me off to this 4 days ago. That's why I got it out now. So he's trying. He's already taking shots.
Location. Toronto. Status, 5-star hotel, 4 seasons. Them trunks right upstairs, they know not to come down here playing no real niggas. Mood, I'm still up counting 500,000 cash. Nikki in the bedroom sleep. Life is good.
You know, Drake has a point. I do feel like he's yelling at me.
Oh yeah, I always feel like he's yelling at me.
We heard you loud the first time, nigga. You ain't gotta say it louder.
He always yelling at me.
I've been in my cell for a week straight. Locked down 24, no more from each state. Damn, shit's so real, it ain't fake. Damn, let me take you to the Green Gate. When we was selling white girl, Audemars shining like it need a light bill. These niggas dick ride like they don't even like girls. 100,000 for the jet, yeah, that's the flight bill. Damn, cross 4 bricks to go to live, nigga. Whole squad on some shit, that's how we live, nigga. 25 bad bitches, what we did, nigga. 50 different Louboutins, bleeding red, nigga. Woo! I ain't black, night, crippin' evil. On the phone with the plug, talking Justin Bieber. I made a milli last week and I ain't touching evil. Straight cash, trying to give him straight gas. Catch you out in Brooklyn, get your chain took it. My Philly boys will creep up on you when you ain't looking. With your little memes, I be with the real queen. Screaming free the real preen. We be doing real things. Pull up with a bad bitch, whipping something real mean. Marching all these fucking drums on me like a drill team. I be with my young niggas, all I know is kill things. Don't make me make a real scene. See the OVO chain, probably take that shit.
I was gonna say, it's taking him a while to get to the part that I feel like is about Drake. Like, I was just okay, he had a lot of bitches.
Then he went and just threw Drake in there.
I'm sorry.
Was this the record that he had and he just threw Drake in there?
I don't know. The first verse seemed more about him selling drugs and used to have money and shit back when he was selling drugs.
I'm not here for none of this, sir.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on him to get to Drake.
Dreaming wasn't enough. See, the OVO chain, probably take that shit.
See, OVO chain, probably take that shit. That's definitely about Drake.
So dreaming wasn't enough, we had to chase that shit. You ain't writing, nigga, we caught you. Can't erase that shit. And you claiming you hold now? Why you stake that shit?
So he said he ain't write his own rhymes. So I will say this, better than that other shit he did already. That other shit that Meek was terrible.
Yes, it was.
I like this more. That shit. Taste that shit. You ain't right, nigga, we caught you. Can't erase that shit. And you claiming. Yeah, you ain't right, nigga, we caught you. You can't erase that shit. You hard now? Why you stake that shit? Man, I hate that shit. Niggas be talking out their face, but soon as you body something, they be singing like they drink. Wait. Niggas dancing like they fruitcakes. Hotline bling, don't get no bang up in this new way. Pull up on the plug, swap the bag with the suitcase. DC4 on the way, that's niggas do day. Robbed you in your city and you told. Tory from the six, you hating on him, Lord knows. Culture vulture, now it's time to pay the tolls. Soft as the lacrosse team, boy, that's word to hold. No reply, word to God, I'm on the floor still. Me and Nicky watching the sixes, I'm closing more deals. Dream chaser, double MG, we got the door sealed. Rock Nation, Atlantic Records, I'm on my fourth deal. When I met you, you was on my dick. Asked me to hold the DC chain and you want some shit. O'Malley told me get it back cause he like boys a bitch. And I'm like, let him get it took cause we gon' charge him trips. Fuck, boy. Charge him triple to where this real nigga stand. Jesus. Location. Philly. Mood. Glock with 30. Status. Triple OG. Never been disrespected without retaliation. Trump. I will say this, man. I wish he had dropped this back when Back to Back came out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like this. It's just too little too late.
And it's too long.
It is long. Yeah, it's still 2 minutes.
Yeah, because I'm like, shit, this should be the goddamn end of the song. I've been in the hood for like a year straight. Sipping dirty, it'd be hard for me to stand straight. Damn, it's time to cut the dead weight. I'm trying to turn my CLS into a red weight. When I was selling hard crack, you was scared straight. I dropped 9 and bought the Rollie with the red face. Meet the one that got the mill, the one that got the deal. I'm still... Who is this motherfucker? I don't know.
Alright, I'm done.
Yeah, like, right. And I'm like, this shit is too long. And yeah. Drake still won, because at least with Drake shit, it was fun. People could post memes. Your shit 45 minutes long. Nobody gonna listen to the whole thing. I'm sorry, no.
Yeah,
I'm not here for it.
Yeah, I'm not. Nope.
Mm-mm.
But,
and you're yelling at me on top of that. I'm good.
I appreciate him trying, though.
Oh, yeah, it was better than the other one.
Appreciate him trying. All right, man, let's get into the games. First is fucking with black people. We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. Time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game where we go around the globe looking for stories that fuck with them from 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. Here we go. Let's get to fucking with black people. A Minnesota high school has some very questionable uniforms that they were wearing at a dodgeball tournament.
High school students face consequences because of what they wore to a yearly fundraiser. At least 7 Mound West Tonka students wore costumes like this one during Wednesday night's dodgeball event at the school. Some thought it looked like they were trying to dress like members of an extremist group. Nina Moyney talked with students who were at the event and has reaction from the school.
It was something, to say the least.
Ryan Anderson was inside the school Wednesday night when the winning dodgeball team called Team Dude.
Okay.
Donned these white pointed hat.
Turned around because I was sitting with my friends,
like,
you know.
They don't know why.
Came behind me and there's Team Dude. You know, they it looks like they came in with the Ku Klux Klan uniform. An interpretation of it.
Several students and parents told us off camera they believe the boys' actions went too far, but they don't think they meant to offend anyone. Some students started the Twitter hashtag unsuspend Team Dude. West Tonka School District released a statement saying staff members didn't witness or get any reports of inappropriate behavior during the event. The district says it launched an investigation upon receiving allegations of misconduct later that night and found some action students both on and off campus violated district policy. Off-campus conduct refers to allegations some students made white supremacist comments.
Now see that, how can you say that's not
social
racist?
Media. One screen grab of a Snapchat message shows the caption, Grand Wizard, a term for the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Negative actions, Anderson hopes, will lead to positive discussion and learning.
It's definitely not something that represents the school.
It's unclear the extent of punishment for all the students involved.
Oh, what's the end anyway? But yeah, 0 to 100, Karen, for the volley, the dodgeball uniforms kind of look like Ku Klux Klan uniforms.
100 for them and 100 for the people involved. They should not be suspended.
Right.
Like, 100 for the student body, whoever created that hashtag, because you can't do that bullshit. And the only reason why they're saying that is because it wasn't targeted towards them, so they don't care.
And it says Grand Wizard on the Snapchat.
Come on now.
Come on, man. It's obvious what they were trying to do. I'm tired of this shit where it's like, you can't prove I was, I mean, it's not like I said nigger. I had two asterisks in there. Campbell Ewald, CEO, has been fired amid fallout over a staffer's racist email.
Whatever your company name is, at Campbell Ewald, if that's at the end, don't be yelling shit. Don't be using the company's email, y'all. Y'all know they track that.
Right. So, CampbellEwald.com.
I know.
Nigger.
Right. And jigger. Oh, I got caught. Yes. You signed a waiver for us that our IT department has the right to search your shit.
Jim Palmer, is out after his Ghetto Days note came to light. In a two-sentence news release this morning, Interpublic Group announced it has terminated Campbell Ewald CEO Jim Palmer and handed leadership to agency president Kevin Wirtz. While the agency has not stated the reason behind the firing, the move comes just days after Adweek's agency spy blog revealed that a white creative leader at the agency's San Antonio office has sent an email in October 2015 inviting staffers to take part in Ghetto Day. Also, please share with the teens that today is officially Ghetto Day in San Antonio. We're inviting our Big D home bitches to cycle in and pop a freak with us. Ghetto music, malt 45s at lunch. Malt 45s? I think he messed up malt liquor, Coke 45, and 40s.
He mashed that together, didn't he?
Malt 45? That sounds like a fucking a album.
Malt coming out with that new malt 45, new shit.
Spend me a one of the Mark 45s. And of course, drug and prostitution are legal all day until close of business. Word, my cerebral gangsters.
Oh, so he thought this was okay?
When the email was revealed Tuesday, CEO Palmer issued a statement saying the email is in no way reflective of who we are as an agency and what we stand for. We addressed this matter very seriously when it happened back in October. To those that
were... Did you really? Why is this person still working with your company? Did you really?
To those that were hurt with by the offended language, we sincerely apologize.
And a bigger thing, not only are you having Ghetto Day, which is a problem for the get-go, you got prostitutes, you got drugs, you got all on company time, but yet you took this shit seriously, right?
What do you mean took it seriously?
No, they said they took it seriously back in October. Why is this person still with your company?
Yeah.
So you did not take it seriously.
I'm assuming they yeah, I agree. They didn't take it seriously.
Okay.
I don't think this actually happened. They weren't actually having prostitutes and coke.
Oh, because I'm about to say.
But even as a joke, it's still highly inappropriate.
Yes, it is.
The following day, sources told agency spotted the creative team behind the email had been fired months after it had first been spotted and addressed by executives. Various sources have identified the employee who sent the Ghetto Day email as Jim Hawk, who joined Campbell Ewald's San Antonio as executive creative director. Creative director in 2015 after working as a copywriter and creative director at Crispin Porter and Bogusky, Saatchi and Saatchi, and Sapient Nitro, among others. In an update, after the story first ran, Adweek learned that insurance and financial client USAA has terminated its contract with Campbell Ewald in order to search for a new agency that aligns with USAA's culture and core values. IPG says it plans to spin off Campbell Ewald's USAA team into a standalone agency in hopes of retaining the client. Even before this week's controversy, Campbell Ewald Agency Network had lost several major accounts in recent years. In 2010, General Motors sent its Chevrolet business to competitor Publicis after 91 years with Campbell Ewald.
Shit.
That's
a very long time. Oh, y'all fucking up all the way around.
The agency later lost the U.S. Postal Service, Cadillac,
These are probably huge companies.
A U.S. Navy business. Shit.
Goddamn, how are they even still open?
Apparently had too many ghetto days and not enough real regular days. White people days.
Right. Regular get your ass to work days.
Mm-hmm. Stacey Dash responds back to, oh wait, 0 to 100, Karen.
Oh, 100.
Yeah, 100, yeah. Well, you all got 100. Stacey Dash responds to the backlash and explains her Black History comments.
Don't care, but go ahead.
She says, I'm not saying we as Black people deserve less respect. I'm saying we deserve more. Black history should be part of social studies and history curriculum every day of every month of every year. She then continued, Black history is American history. We are not a category or a special interest group. We are Americans. Our accomplishments cannot be limited to 28 days. Do not listen to liberals who try to limit you, to put you in a box, to tell you what you must believe one way or another, that you cannot think for yourselves, that the government cannot, that the government can give you a special month. Dash went on to encourage her readers to stop settling for breadcrumbs and to eat the wonderful, rich food this nation offers.
Don't realize the only reason why they even looking at your Black ass is because you Black, baby. If it wasn't for that and Obama was in office, nobody, they wouldn't give two fucks about you.
I just like that she went totally 100% against what she previously said.
Because because people started riding her and joking her and shit like that, and was like, hey bitch, for you to not tell me get rid of a network, we paid you. For you talking about get rid of a network, we gave you awards. You was on front of all these fucking Black magazines. You wasn't too good for it then.
I'm just saying, why didn't she say this part when she was on TV talking to that white man? Mm-hmm. Why she wait for her personal blog after she got all this backlash to then go, no, I'm saying we need to be more Black, mm-hmm. brothers. I'm saying every day need to be Black History Month, and every day needs to be Kwanzaa in the face of these honkies. We are America as America can be, motherfuckers. And you're like, Stacey, you didn't say that in front of that white man at all.
I know why. Because the people that's going to cape for her ain't going to her home for her fucking personal blog. It's the Black people that she offended.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that's praising her and will still continue to tell her out, they're not going to approach, because they give zero fucks about your personal blog, baby.
Yeah, because she said they should do away with the awards.
Yes, you did,
baby. They should
baby.
Do away with BET as a network.
That's what she said.
You know, she didn't say we need to be doing it every day. Every day should be BET.
Right, because
you know what I mean?
That's why they bought your Black ass on there, is to say how Black people ain't shit.
RZA tries to clear up what he meant by his All Lives Matter moment, but actually made it worse. Fans of the RZA and Wu-Tang Clan took to social media in droves after the rapper actor spoke in recent interview about police. African Americans must dress better in order to avoid being profiled by the police. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Tie your ties up, pull your pants up, mm-hmm. and spit sign your shoes. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
So, the backlash of RZA felt for his statement. Why did that happen? Anyway, over the weekend, the rapper took it upon himself to attempt to further statements as well as his take on All Lives Matter. Interesting enough, many thought that RZA... Oh, I got to click on something to see his social media post. Okay, great.
Instead of having to embed it in there?
Yeah, why didn't they just put it on here for me to see it already? Now I got to go to another website and see. Yeah, okay. Good. You know what? I'm fine with that. Let's go. Let's read this one. It's by a girl like Aisha Callahan.
Cool.
RZA attempts to clarify recent comments about Black people and police brutality. I like her subtitle to it, which is, and he failed.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what he said, but apparently he didn't do well because everybody's saying he did a bad job.
Yeah, she said, and he failed.
He failed. That's not good. That's never a good
sign. He said, how can an original Black man be a coon and sell out? You best look deep into my words, make an assessment. Do you still think pork is healthy? I don't expect agreement with everything I say. I speak honestly from my own perspective and evaluation. My space time continuum. Okay, yes, time experience. So I think we covered that one.
Then they take Twitter out of pop hands.
Oh, you know what? I think this is old. I think we did cover all this. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So never mind, guys. False alarm. He's still stuck on that same 100 from a while ago. My bad. I thought it was some new shit he said.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was in addition too. But yeah, he still get 100. 100 stands.
All right. Let's get into our segment on Guess the Race. Okay, guys. Get into some racism. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Ba-da-ba. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcasts. Where we read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today in the chat room to guess the race. And the chat room is racist. All right, very racist. Today's Guess the Race is brought to you by Bevel. Bevel is the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse and skin. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to racism. And I don't mean just black people, I mean anybody. You got coarse curly hair, you got sensitive skin, you need to be shaving with this, man. Come experience the same level of comfort that I have for over a year now.
You know, I've been shaving,
yeah, over a year with no razor bumps.
None, y'all.
Feels so good.
Yes.
Smells so good.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got to do this for yourselves, man. A lot of y'all looking forward to Valentine's Day dates. You can't get no date looking like this. You got to get it smooth over there, man. You got to get cleaned up, man. Whatever part of your face you shave, whatever part of your neck you shave, don't need to be looking all funky green and bumpy, okay? Bevel's trying to help you out. They also have a new clipper that's coming out, and I believe that comes out in February. So be on the lookout for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our code, it only works with the shaving system, so, you know, getbevel.com TBWT gets you 20% off of your first month when it comes to your shaving kit.
Yeah, we haven't all right? heard anything about the clippers yet.
Shaving kit comes with razor, shaving brush, blades, primer oil, shaving cream, and a cool restore balm. Make sure you check out getbevel, GETBEVE, code TBGWT. All right, let's get into Guess the Race, Karen.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, why do I have to click on another link to get to the real story? God damn it. This is becoming a thing, isn't it?
A lot of them do that, but they have something. You was like, well, fuck, why don't you just have it on? Like, why do I need to go to a separate site?
A Burger King worker apparently wanted to have it his way as he was fired from a Florida restaurant where he worked. So he allegedly, after getting fired, flame broiled his uniform. I guess he got fired and then he literally fired his own uniform, put it on.
Fuck this uniform.
Yeah.
Good job, apparently.
Yeah. That's quite a whopper.
Yes, it is.
Where's my rim shot at? Oh, here we go. There we go. All right. Wait, why is this? Stop playing. There we go. All right, yeah. So, yeah, apparently witnesses say before walking out of Burger King, Ortiz, what was his first name? Timothy Alejandro Ortiz, okay? Before walking out of the Burger King, he set his hat and uniform on fire. It was supposed to be returned to the company. Oh, that is the most humiliating shit, by the way.
For your last check. I was like, no, we ain't gonna get your last check, you know, for till we get that uniform, you know, that shirt, that tie, yeah, and that cheap ass hat we gave you.
Don't you think I'm gonna do with this?
I can't wear it nowhere else. And if you don't return it, they were like, we'll send it to you, but we'll deduct $45. This bitch wouldn't know $45.
It's never somebody that's walking around looking cool in a McDonald's uniform.
Right!
Oh, you gotta go to work? Oh, no, nigga, I don't work there. I just like wearing McDonald's uniform.
Right.
No,
ain't nothing fly to this Wendy's shirt.
I'm gonna get all the bitches in my Wendy's visor. I'm gonna tell you right now. When I go to the club and they see me in the Wendy's visor, they gonna know I got a job and I'm hard working and I'm about to set it off. I'm saying.
My hot apron gonna be on fleek, smell like pancakes and bacon. I'm gonna get all the bitches, all of them.
Hand me that McDonald's shirt. Yeah, that's, man, you know how much pussy I got in this McDonald's shirt coming up, boy. Couldn't keep the hoes off me. You know hoes love fries.
Listen, this Taco Bell shirt is super extra flop in the club.
Right. Oh, smelling like grease. Oh, smell that grease.
Right, because it's embedded from the years of cooking.
Yeah, women love niggas that smell like grease.
Come on now.
So yeah, he says hat and uniform ablaze. The items were supposed to be returned to Burger King after termination. He left the burning items on the ground, walked away before getting into several arguments with managers. Several arguments? And customers who saw what happened and called the sheriff's office. By the time deputies arrived at the Burger King, he had left the scene. He was later man, this site is wild. What is going on with this site?
Sites do that now where they constantly do them pop-ups. Should I get the fuck out of
it? It just keeps making the regular text disappear, though. That's what's killing me. By the time deputies arrived at Burger King, Ortiz had left the scene. He's later contacted outside his home where he yelled and cursed at one deputy. The report said when he grew more aggressive and refused to be handcuffed, the deputy fired his stun gun. Got tased, fish weapon of the show. And an unofficial sport, bullet ball.
Yep.
Bullet ball extreme.
Yes, sir.
But the pros did not stick to Ortiz as he was running away. When the deputies reloaded his taser file again, Ortiz returned to the deputy and allowed himself to be handcuffed. Ortiz was booked in the jail. Guess the race of Timothy Alejandro Ortiz, chat room. See what they say.
I think it's a delay.
Oh, it's a delay. Yeah, that would make sense. It has everything on my side has been moving slow as shit.
Mm-hmm.
He later put on his janitor's uniform and cleaned it up. Laugh my Latino.
Aww.
Calvin never would have stood for this. Jalapeno Poppy says Joe. Quitting my way, Latino. Black says Tiki. The correct answer is, and Karen, I'll let you decide what race is this here.
I'm going with black.
So a lot of y'all ended up missing it because y'all went with Latino because of his name. And one person got it right.
He looked like a light-skinned brother.
Yeah, I think he looks black, too. I'm not arguing with you. I think he looks black. I didn't want to say it myself, but I think you picked right. And that's why we always say the name. People always go, why you say the Latino name? It's obvious Latino. Or is it? Or is it?
Right.
Bonus round. Double the points and the red. Double the points and the race. That's right. It's the bonus round against the race. Hold on. Why is it moving so slow? All right. It's going to try against the race. Everything is worth double the points. Double the racism.
that music is like, fuck you, stop.
Hope you're not getting too nervous out there in podcast land.
Like
you know, I was thinking about that, that last article, Karen. I guess you could say that dude's career went up in flames.
Ah, yes, it did.
Mm-hmm. Might even be able to say that he flamed out.
He left his uniform flame broiled.
That's not okay.
I know that was bad.
You just wanted to get a rim shot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. I made it up. Thank you, though. I do it for the people.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if the police came and picked him up let's move it slow again. God damn it. All right. I wonder if they came and picked him up in the paddy wagon.
Ah, that's a good one.
You know?
That is what they call that thing. The paddy wagon.
Why do people listen to this?
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's sticking around for some reason.
Yep. dude gets shot in the chest, smoked cigarettes during live TV interview right after.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently there's a TV interview. Let's see if we can play it. You guys can guess the race of the dude who gets shot in the chest. All right. Can't wait to reset the computer after this.
Everybody's slow.
5:14 now, breaking in the overnight hours, reports of shots fired here on Quincy's north side.
What's wrong with the sound for this news? This is like
our own Raina Harvey is now in the 800 block of Chestnut.
The Lollipop Guild news?
I have no idea.
Today on the Wizard of Oz.
And I've realized it's been dragging. I need to be sitting the network. It's been dragging.
Yeah. But yeah, today in the Lollipop Guild.
The very latest, Raina, what's new?
Oh my God, why is this moving so slow?
I'm doing this to me this morning. Yeah, this morning.
Okay, all right, well, let me give it a few seconds. I'll read about it. Apparently, so the person who saw this couldn't believe it was real, so they looked up the reporter in the clip and the source, and it's real.
Well, breaking this morning, Chad, this is unbelievable. I just knocked on the door of the resident's home and just spoke to them who was shot. He's actually walking up right now as we speak. Sir, can you please open?
You know, I'm in the room, chilling, kicking like I used to do, drinking, and somebody straight through my back window, hit me in the chest. And I'm like, shit, get my son out the room. You know, I wasn't even tripping over it. It's like a little petty wound, you know? I ain't even tripping.
Absolutely. So you did show me on your where you were shot. Are we able to see that right now? Or?
Yeah, y'all can see that.
Oh. Do we know what happened? Do you know who do you know why they would have done this?
I don't know what's going on. I just know niggas probably just want me dead, like, on some other, I don't know.
All right, well, I'm here. And what's your name?
Fun.
All right, well, I'm just on, and I can't believe all that just happened this morning. Here right now in Quincy, reporting live back to you guys in this, Raina Harvey.
All right, Raina Harvey reporting live. Incredible there that happened. She will be on scene with us throughout as well.
Wow. That's unreal.
Like, I don't know why.
That's the best shit ever.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. I mean, obviously he almost got killed, but
right.
He really was, I was just a petty wound, you know, niggas probably want me dead.
Just smoking and, puffing all and going, just talking out. And he really lifted up his shirt and showed when he got shot.
Oh my God. His name was Devon. Guess the race of Devon, because, you know, he ain't tripping.
Mm-mm.
You know.
He was in there chilling and shit.
Yeah, Devon, you know, he's doing just fine, guys. So y'all don't trip, okay? Because Devon ain't tripping. I don't think y'all should be tripping either. I gotta hear this one more time, man. Oh wait, that's right. It's gonna take 12 minutes to play. Never mind. I would do it again, but you know, I don't got 3 days to wait. Let's get to chat room. Check the races. White, there would have been a movie. Black, inspiration for a Key and Peele sketch. Black, damn, that is Tyler Durden Negro. Yeah, we'll use a screenshot of him being on TV as his mixtape cover. Black. The correct answer is Black. He's a black man. Someone said he was babysitting his son Black. I don't even know how to get y'all a film.
Me either.
I can show y'all the YouTube
right
picture video. The YouTube video link, and you guys can see for yourselves. But like, he was so casual with this shit. He was just like, oh yeah, you know, niggas probably want me dead, they shooting this shit, you know how it is, shit, what you getting into later? You from around here? What is it?
Right.
Oh,
he's smoking hard too.
There we go. Oh, now I did it twice. Anyway, here's the video, and it has a screen cap of him up there, so you guys can kind of see it for yourselves. All right, let's go to Sword Ratchetness real quick. Now, see, I guess can't do an interview with a sword in your chest. So, if you get shot with that, you'll be fine. prosecutor, a Lansing man killed with a samurai sword. Ulysses Vega plunged a samurai sword 7 inches into Tenius Oliver's chest in the early hours of June 12th after a disagreement over a shattered pint of whiskey. The incident followed a night of drinking and barbecuing outside Vega's apartment building in South Lansing. The night took a turn for the worse when Oliver offered Vega a swig of whiskey. said it, yeah, a swig of whiskey. Vega knocked the bottle out of Oliver's hand, causing it to shatter on the porch Vega shared with a neighbor. Following a verbal confrontation between Vega and Oliver, Vega went into his apartment and returned with a sword. Holding the sword Vega 44 used that night, Dwayne demonstrated how Vega, his right hand holding the handle and with his left hand holding the blade, plunged the sword into the left side of Oliver's chest.
Oh.
The sword sliced through one of Oliver's lung and his pulmonary artery, Dwayne said. Oliver, 38, left the porch and collapsed in, on intersecting Smith Avenue, where he was found unresponsive. He died shortly after at a local hospital. You will have absolutely no doubt the defendant went armed and dangerous with a weapon with intent to use it on Phineas Oliver. The killing of Phineas Oliver was murder in the first degree. In Michigan, first degree murder is a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. Vega's attorney, Eric Tomal, said his client acted rashly, but in the heat of the moment. In his opening statement, he noted that Vega tried to assist Oliver after stabbing him before police arrived. What he did was wrong and in no way constitutes first degree premeditated murder. It's not even close. Mr. Vega never intended to kill Phineas Oliver, but this was a sudden impulse of Mr. Vega that got carried away. Dwayne said surveillance video from a nearby bar will show that Oliver was stumbling into the street following the stabbing and Vega followed him. He said the original 911 call also can be played in court. So, Yep. Killing your friend over spilled wine.
You see that?
Apparently it is when you got a sword. Yeah. All right, guys.
Red wine to make you cut somebody.
Yep. All right, guys. We'll be back tomorrow at 6. And if all goes according to plan, we should have a really special guest. I'm going to jinx it by saying it now.
Woo-hoo!
But
we'll wait till the end.
If we do, I think you guys will be very excited and you'll want to be here live for it. All right. So until then, Shadow Dog Productions, Adam and Eve code TBGWT, and getbevel.com code TBGWT. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.